Happy to have you back with us on Dome Blitz. Ashlyn Sullivan along with John Osier entering week 5 of the regular season. Week 4 was a bit of a disappointment, but we have a message to fans to be sad, not angry about the performance yesterday.
Well, I think the reason for that is you can be sad because it's a game they could have won, probably should have won. And there's no doubt it's one that, you know, come the end of November, beginning of December, they could regret because it'll feel like one that got away. At the same time, I think right now this is what this team is. It's going to be a team that needs to play scrappy defensive games. I think the offense is going to continue to struggle. So it's sort of where you are. And I think the good thing was about the game, they figured out a way to get back in it. They showed themselves that even if you're down by 10, there is a way to get back in those games. So if there's a silver lining, maybe that's it. But it's definitely one that they're going to regret as the season goes on.
And you said that the offense will continue to struggle. One guy that can help that out is Leonard Fournette.
Sure.
Fans are angry saying he's not getting enough carries, but the guy touched the ball 30 times yesterday.
Well, I think that's the key to remember. If you multiply the number you just threw out there by 16, it's 480. For a guy to touch the ball 480 times in a season is way too many. He runs hard. He takes a pounding. I think their challenge right now, and Doug just mentioned it when he talked to the media on the Monday after, they've got to figure out a way to use him in the right spots. He's 4 games in. Somehow have him on the field on 3rd and 1, 3rd and short, the crucial times. And yet as soon as you say that, you say to yourself, boy, is there a time where you don't want him on the field touching the ball? That's their dilemma, how to use him the right way.
Heading to play the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday, a ton of talent on that team. How do they bounce back?
Well, I think the key is I think they will bounce back. The feeling you got in talking to these players after the game yesterday and today was that as much as they were disappointed with the loss, they felt good about the fact they were down by 10. They were even about to be down by more than that when the Jets had the ball going into the fourth quarter, and yet they figured out a way to get back in it. There was fight. Leonard Fournette, after the game yesterday, talked about he thinks this will be a rallying point, a good thing for the coming together of the team. I don't get the idea that yesterday's game will be disheartening as much as it is, hey, this is who we can be. We need to keep building. Remember, most of these guys, a lot of this core, has not been around for all the losing in the past. They don't think of themselves as a team that should be 3-13. I think they bounce back fine. Whether that means beating the Steelers, I don't know.
Thank you for joining us on this Zone Blitz on this Monday. We'll be back with you on Wednesday for a preview of that Steelers matchup.